We're at the National Association of Farm Broadcasters Convention in Kansas City with Trade Talk, and right now we stopped by the AMVAC booth, and I'm speaking with
Neil DeStefano, Director of Portfolio and Marketing Communications Management at AMVAC.
Now, AMVAC has been around for 50 years, but changes are happening.
Yeah, we're actually enjoying our 50th anniversary. I haven't been here all 50 years, but I've certainly followed the company when I wasn't with it. A very, very interesting company, right? So we're not the largest agricultural chemical company in the industry, but we compete against them. AMVAC is a publicly traded company, the New York Stock Exchange, and we've got a lot of growth initiatives going on. Not that's just good for our shareholders, which some of your listeners may be, we hope, but also for them as farmers, to help them solve problems on their farms.
What kind of problems do you help to solve?
Yeah, so we have a full portfolio of corn herbicides, corn insecticides. Most of your listeners know us from our granular soil insecticides like Counter, like Aztec, like Smart Choice, and our corn herbicide Impact. We don't have a whole bunch of wheat products just yet. We recently acquired Assure2, which maybe they've used on their wheat, and we have soybean products like Scepter herbicide and Assure2. So we're working on developing short-term solutions as chemistries that they've been using for a long time, like glyphosate, are maybe developing resistance. Farmers are being challenged with coming up with new ways to try to control resistant weeds. One of the things we do as a smaller, perhaps more nimble company, is we're developing unique premixes and formulations to address their needs on a more short-term basis. So as the larger companies are focused on their large portfolio of new chemistry that may be coming down the road in 5 to 10 years, we're developing new solutions that we can turn around in 2 to 3 years.
Looking forward to 2020, what's on the agenda?
So for 2020, we have two new corn herbicides. So they're Impact-based. So Impact is our highly used, highly respected, highly valued corn post-emerge herbicide for grasses and broadleaves. We're developing two premixes, one with acetachlor and one with glufosinate. These will extend the window that a farmer can apply a product and either get better control or now have post-emerge weed control with a residual herbicide that he can put down with or without his pre-emerge herbicide. So that's very exciting. We're going to have a limited test market spread throughout mostly the Midwestern states of that with a full launch the year after. And then the second thing that's very exciting is our new SIMPAS system. SIMPAS is an acronym for Smart Integrated Multi-Product Prescription Application System. So if you can repeat that back, you get a prize. But think of it as an extension of our Smart Box closed handling system to apply our granular soil insecticides. Think of Smart Box as the flip phone. Works great. Make a phone call. And think of SIMPAS as the iPhone. And it's based on the concept of like your inkjet cartridges, where you have small cartridges in the printer with different inks, and you can print any color in the world. With SIMPAS, we put our chemistry in, or another company's chemistry, into these smart cartridge containers. They can put 3 in the row, per row, takes up the same space as what their smart box did. A GPS-fed prescription that his retailer writes for him tells him those parts of the field where he has a nematode problem, a fungicide need, a micronutrient need, and he can apply that only in those portions of the field that he has to. So it limits the exposure to the farmer of chemistry, it limits the exposure of the chemistry to the environment, and the farmer takes those cartridges back at the end of the day when he's done planting, it scans it, they're RFID tagged, and only pays for what he uses, so there's no container disposal. Quite a Star Wars interesting project.
For more information, how do they get it?
More information, go to amvac.com. Any of the above will be there for your farmer's information.